Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Michael Kleen with the Rotary Club of Indianola about their food drive. The Rotary Club of Indianola hosted a food drive earlier this summer that's continuing into the fall season and a lot of the events going on around here in Indianola. Tell us a little bit about how this started in the summer and what people should know about the upcoming food drive events.
Well, thank you. Yes, there's a lot of different things that happened that led to us doing the food drive during the National Balloon Classic Parade. It started with a visit from the Helping Hand. We got to tour the facility, and we got to learn that there is really a food shortage here in central Iowa affecting our neighbors and our friends. And so with that, we kind of looked at how can we help, and we knew that parades draw big crowds, and we thought, why don't we do a food drive where people come with their bags of food, and then we just take the food, and then they get candy from all the other people that are going down the floats. So
sounds pretty easy enough. And this is coming up for the next couple of parades, correct?
Yes. The next one is coming this Thursday, which is the Indianola School District Homecoming Parade. And then the next one is the Log Cabin Days Parade.
All right. Well, and this is a good opportunity to kind of turn this into an ongoing thing that Indianola does, correct? I believe that's kind of one of the goals for Rotary.
Correct. Yep. We want to basically, every time you see us in a parade with our yellow Rotary shirts, hopefully that will associate us with the food drive and helping our neighbors.
So for the most part, when there's a food drive going on or parade going on, you'll see some Indianola Rotary, and that might be a chance to give away, to donate some food.
Yep, basically the National Balloon Classic Parade, the Homecoming Parade, and the Log Cabin Days Parade.
All right, well, we'll get that set. Talk about what is most needed for people to donate at this upcoming Thursday's parade and the Log Cabin Days Parade, what the Helping Hand really needs.
Yes, so basically, as of last night, I reached out to them. They said they needed chili beans, canned soups, canned chicken, applesauce, pudding, sugar, and of course they can always use personal care items such as shampoos, deodorants, toothbrushes, toothpaste, kind of the personal care items.
All right, well, how can I specifically help out in this? Maybe if I don't see a Rotary Club member, there are some donation drop-off sites as well, and just what do I do?
Yes, so feel free to, of course, drop them off at the Helping Hand when they are open. You can also drop them off at different locations throughout the square. I believe Uncommon Grounds, I believe Trinity United Presbyterian Church, and maybe Clear Path Financial. There's a few other, and in the lobby of KNIA Radio.
All right, perfect. Had to get that one out there as well. Well, I know Rotary does a lot of these events around town, and I've been involved in some of them as well. Tell us a little bit about more what Rotary does if people don't know.
Yes, so we are a service club. We currently meet Fridays, every Friday, at the Indianola Country Club at noon. Anyone is welcome to join us, learn more about our club. We are starting a new evening club, and that is the next time that is meeting is September 24th at the sports page, and that will be at 6:30. Basically, if you're working during the day or you work up in Des Moines and you can't make it during the noon meeting, we're creating an opportunity to meet at night. We also sponsor the Rotaract Club at the Simpson College. So if you see Rotaract events going around, and the Interact Club, which is the Indianola High School version of Rotary.
What would you want someone to know about Rotary if they didn't know anything and were curious more about the organization and potentially joining?
The first thing is to follow us on Facebook. Our handle is Rotary Club of Indianola. There you can see the different speakers that we have come. You can see about the different events that we do. We are a service organization, and it's truly about service above self. Some of the service projects include, we park all the cars for the National Balloon Classic, all 9 days of that event. We also helped with the new playground at Pickard Park. We planted trees along the Great Western Trail. And we're also doing some international efforts as well. So we helped with a water sourcing project in Tanzania. And we're helping to eradicate polio internationally.
All right. Well, one final time, what should people know about the food drive coming up this week and next week for the two parades?
Yes, it is. Look for us in our yellow Rotary shirts. We'll have a pickup there. Bring your food to the parade. We'll pick it up from you. And it all goes to helping our neighbors via the Helping Hand.
Thanks to Michael Kleen for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.